Dearest listeners, this episode was recorded in Arenberg, Antwerp.
Welcome to Men Talk 2, the podcast that debunks the stereotype that men don't talk about deep and meaningful conversations. I'm here with my co-host.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, that's Mr. Nico right there.
Yeah, it's me. I'm back.
Yeah, and today... And today we have two beautiful ladies in our midst. Would you guys care to introduce yourself?
Hi.
Hey, they were confused as to who should like, go first.
Me or you.
Okay, yeah.
Hi, my name is Kelly.
My name is Wendy.
And just, you know, tell us a little bit about yourselves. What do you guys like to do? Just tell us, like, you just meeting us for the first time. Just, you know.
Just simple, like, how are you guys living life? You
know, yes,
like hobbies, yes, or anything?
So currently my main occupation is doing my doctorate at the University of Antwerp.
Smart woman.
Okay, like that.
Of course, me and Wendy are also, we have a business together named Goldbutter, where we focus on nourishing curly and coily hair. And then personally, I just love to enjoy life. Honestly, my hobby is enjoying life.
I know you as enjoying
I like
life,
to go yes. out. I like to try nice foods. I like to travel.
We can confirm that.
Yes, that's a fact.
I mean, those two came here with drip. I was like, oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm like, they're not playing. I was like, you don't know this only like audio or...
I mean, you can't prepare every day.
Gotta come correct, huh?
No.
So my name is Wendy. What I do day to day is I do business coaching for diverse female entrepreneurs. So, I'm into female entrepreneurship and also natural hair. As you know, we both, founded Goldbutter. Mm-hmm. What I like to do for fun, I like to go roller skating. Mm-hmm. That's, the latest hobby of mine. I also like enjoying life, you know, just. Mm-hmm. Having
fun. I mean, if you're roller skating, you gotta be having fun in life, right?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people try to make it into competition. I'm like, look,
no.
I'm already real serious with everything in life. Amen. Roller skating, I'ma just do me, just
yeah.
vibes. No, no, like, it's not, it's not that deep. So,
and, like,
yeah.
those old school roller
yeah, yeah,
like,
the four,
okay.
those four. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's cool. That's
see,
cool.
me, I'm afraid to land on my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to jinx myself, but I've never fallen so far.
No.
Yeah,
but I'm now jinxing
myself. That's the mood there. Yeah.
I know guys said I shouldn't, but this one.
And how long are you doing that?
I would say,
I think since the pandemic.
Yeah, since the pandemic, basically. Yeah. So that's 2020, you know. Everybody was like, oh, I'm so depressed. I'm like, let me get some roller skates. Because
hey.
At least that was allowed.
True.
Like, you're not going to keep me inside.
Of course not. You know, like...
We ain't going to be locked up, right?
No. Don't do that. I mean, I was just practically like one of those people just going jogging, for real.
Jogging?
Yeah.
Like for the first time.
I was going
super
on walks.
Yeah.
I was going on walks.
Oh,
I surprised myself.
Yeah.
Oh, like I could actually do this?
I'm telling you, man, like I really discovered like 80% of my town during the pandemic. I was like, okay, like my town actually has some pretty nice views.
Yeah.
I was out every day. Every
yeah.
day I was going on walks. My mom's like, why are you always going outside? I'm like, look, that's the only thing
we
can do. I'm gonna take a walk.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then I had my workouts at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. Like this woman actually wakes up by 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
She actually does that.
I'm sure plenty of people wake up at 7 o'clock.
Probably. But
I mean, of course, you would wake up at 7 to go work, you know? But
okay, okay.
Yeah, but during COVID, during the lockdown, why would you wake up by 7 o'clock when you know you can sleep in?
No, they have a point.
Right?
During the lockdown? That's
yeah.
Because, like, you know, you work out in the sun. Like, that's a great way to start your morning.
The sun is still up at, like, 9.
No, 7. At my place, by 7
is 7. Where do you
yeah,
leave?
But I mean, it will still be up.
Do you have your own sun at your house that wakes that comes up by 7?
No, during springtime it does.
Okay, okay.
Because I was always working out in the sun. I'm just saying.
I mean, we like saying that, you know, black women thriving.
And y'all were really thriving, for real, for real.
Thank you.
Because we were so proud to see y'all on the news. And I was so happy. I was like,
share that.
I'm going to share everything.
Like, yes. I was like, yes.
Yes.
That's what I like to see, you know.
And that's the thing, too, about, like, I didn't know you until just now, but I already knew who Kali was, and I was already proud of both of y'all. Like,
thanks.
I don't even need to know who you are. Like, the fact that you're doing that already, I was so happy that someone was doing that.
Exactly.
Because that's why we also thought this was an important conversation to have, like to bring more awareness to it. My hair, my identity.
Yeah.
It's such a powerful thing to talk about. And, I'm just curious as to when this product is coming out. Can we know that already? Is it still down low?
You know what? For the men of men talk to. No. So we are working on it very hard. And we're planning on getting it out as soon as possible. Our goal is at the end of this year, at the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
If everything goes well. But we want to make sure we give you a quality product.
Okay.
Because we could already put it out on the market, but we want something that we are really proud of. And yeah, we just want to give you high quality hair products. And that's why we're taking our time with this one. But once it out, you will know.
Okay. And like, can people pre-order it, or is it just we have to wait until it's actually out?
Okay. You'll know all the details. Just keep up with our Instagram, goldbutter.be, and you'll know all the updates.
Yeah, it's cool. And like, how did you guys come up like with this initiative? Like, how did you?
Like, I was natural. First, I wasn't. I used to have relaxed hair. Then I became natural. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I assumed. But I was into hair a lot. And, you know, people would come to me for advice. I have a YouTube channel whereby I gave hair tips and things like that. So even that was afterwards. And I knew that I wanted to do something with hair because I was so passionate about hair. And so then from there on came the idea of, you know, having Gold Butter. Because for me, it was like, okay, there's a lot of products out here. But I feel like it's a lie that we have to use so many products to make our hair look good. So I thought, okay, we have to figure out something for that. And so then I was thinking, okay, I have a business background, but I'm not a chemist. So then from there on, like, mutual friends were like, oh, why don't you ask Kali to join you? Because, you know, she's a chemist. She likes, she also has natural hair. She likes experimenting with products also. So then I holler at Kali and I was like, ah, are you interested? And yeah, the rest is history.
Oh, wow. In sync.
Yes. You can already see the dynamic. That's what I was about to ask anyway. Like, how's the dynamic between both of you? Like, how does it work? Because we know we are also two people right here. And with us, our dynamic is like, it just clicks. There was not much looking for what and how it would work because we're already friends before that. So with us, it was just instant.
Yeah.
Yes. So how is it with you guys?
We weren't friends when we started. So we started off as strictly business partners, which I think is actually very helpful because it allows us to be very business-minded when we're handling Gold Butter without making it too personal. But then when we have breaks or when we're in the lab, we'd be laughing the whole time. Like, I actually enjoy doing labs just because
There's a lot of tea.
Exactly. We just be talking, laughing, discussing everything. And we actually have fun during the lab.
Yeah.
Besides just putting the formula together, of course. So our dynamic is actually really good.
Yeah.
We got lucky. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I guess with us too is the same, but like ours, our friendship helped it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we don't take our meetings too serious.
Too
serious can also get in the way.
Exactly.
You have to do this. You have to do this. We know we're going to get shit done. And when the thing needs to go down, we're still
finding, like, you know, like the right balance between efficiency, you know, and keeping it, Yeah.
Fun.
I was looking forward to a better word, but
yeah, because our podcast is also fun for us.
Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah. That's the free. I mean, but like, just to be honest, like sometimes we really had meetings of like 2 hours. We're like, yes, okay, actually, we just discussed 30 minutes of content. You know,
I think that can happen all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Even in like professional settings, that will happen
every now and then.
Yeah,
and especially, you know, like these kinds of initiatives, like they also have to be fun in a certain way. You know? Because otherwise you won't be able to keep doing it. So even though, you know, like it's a professional, I mean, you still have to stay professional, but you also really have to have fun with it.
Yeah, it's all about balance.
Exactly.
Yes. There are times when we have fun and there are times when we, you know, we spend time and after the meeting is done, we're like, hey, like, look at us. We're actually being serious people. So it's, it's really fun. And I'm really, really proud to explore the whole thing with this guy right here. For real, for real.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, with all of this, and we've really heard from both of you how important it is to, you know, create that specific product that would help Black people and take care of their hair more. Like, why is it so important to create such a product?
I think there are multiple reasons. Like, during the pandemic, there was also a moment of Black Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
And so then they showed also who were behind our products. And unfortunately, most of them were not us. most of them were other people. So I think it's also important that if something is catered to us, we should be taking actually full profit of it, and not that we are actually the 5%, and 95% are literally profiting off our community and don't even care about it. So I think in a sense, it's also important for little girls to know like, oh, okay, I can also do this. I can build a product. I can cater to my own audience and not have it always be from outside. And like I said, it was also important for us, like, we're trying to debunk the myth of, oh, natural hair is difficult, because very often people are just not, no one taught them how to do their hair, and they might be used for 17 years, 15 years, like doing straight hair. So of course it's an adjustment, but it doesn't mean, that it's difficult or that it's impossible. Like we have these, like we use very like, the words we use for our hair is not that nice often, and we just want to change that narrative.
For example, if you look at, you know, like popular shampoo brands, let's say Head & Shoulders, are those kinds of shampoos, I mean, can they also be used like for Black people, or is that also like maybe a reason why you guys are also like, you know, making a product, you know, specialized for curly hair, or?
So for when it comes down, I'm going to get very technical right now.
Please do.
So products like Head & Shoulders can be used for curly and coily hair as well. Especially when it comes down to shampoos, the main goal is just to clean your scalp. So there isn't specifically a big distinction between what hair type you have. But of course, when you use brands that especially cater to curly and coily hair, they will make sure, or they will try to make sure at least, that your hair will not be stripped of its natural oils as much.
Okay.
Because for people with curly and coily hair, so we have this natural oil that comes from the scalp of our, that just comes from our scalp and goes down your hair strand. And for people with curly and coily hair, because you have a curl pattern, it's harder for the oil to get down to the end of the strand.
Yeah.
And that's why our hair gets more dry than people with straight hair, because it's easier for the hair oil to go down your hair. So that's why there is a slight difference in maintenance between straight hair and curly and coily hair.
Oh, okay. Well, I've learned something. Because me personally, I'm speaking for myself and probably for a lot of people. Like, taking care of my hair is just hopping in the shower, running my hand through my hair, and I'm done and I'm out. That's it.
Let's be honest, like when you're like in a supermarket and you need shampoo, how are you gonna like pick a shampoo?
Hey, probably a 3-in-1.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Why did I know that you were gonna say that?
It's a typically man thing.
They probably use shampoo for their skin as well.
Yes. I mean, you do that.
Yeah, right?
I don't That's the thing. That's why I thought it was important, because I'm trying to also learn through the podcast and through talking to other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you clearly know more than we do. So I'm trying to take more care of my hair and trying to learn from you guys. So apparently people don't use 3-in-1 because it's not good. I don't know why, but it's not good.
The thing is, it's not always bad. It can be very good, but often when two different products with different goals are mixed, they are both watered down. So it's effect of both kind of gets lost. Sometimes it's a synergy, but often it's just a watered down version of both.
And how exactly can they really mix, if I can, or is that too technical?
Yeah, I think that's very, that goes really down to that the chemistry and the formulating of
But it's, I think an example could be if you mix a shampoo and a conditioner, and conditioner and a shampoo, it doesn't do the same thing to your hair, so that would be watered down to easily see it.
Okay,
Because a conditioner isn't meant to clean your scalp. Yeah. So, and it should actually stay on your hair longer, while a shampoo doesn't really need to stay in your hair for a particular time. You just wash your hair and then you rinse it out. So that's a good example indeed of how it gets watered down.
The thing is, I also saw you laughing when you said that some men also use shampoo to like clean their skin.
Do you know what I'm thinking of?
I mean, just asking for a friend, you know? Why can't you do that?
I think it's just a bit too...
He's like, that's been on his mind.
You know he's been doing it. I have too, so...
I mean, then
I'm thinking of Mallorca right now, but let me stay on topic.
And you're just using less soap, you know? Talking about being efficient, you know?
We call that being efficient, right?
Being efficient,
No, I think it will just really make your skin very dry if you use shampoo for your skin.
Because according to you, shampoo strips
the it really needs to remove the oils from your scalp, which can really add up after a while. Especially people with curly and coily hair that also use leave-in products such as moisturizers and leave-in conditioners. You really need to make sure you wash your hair on a regular basis, because otherwise it will just accumulate on your scalp, which will limit your growth. So it's important too.
Okay. And what are some other common mistakes that people make with choosing hair care products or all of that?
Like sometimes people tell me, oh yeah, but you know, your hair is different, like my hair is so dry. And so the first thing I ask, okay, so what is your routine? I don't have a routine. I'm like, that's why your hair is so dry.
Give us a routine, please.
So routine is, you know, like every 2 weeks or every 1 week, you make sure like you have your wash day, you use your shampoo, your conditioner. Even better if you have time, you add a deep conditioner. If you don't have time like that, skip the conditioner, just use a deep conditioner, you know, things like that. And then like you make sure that it's, let's say if you do twist out or braid out, you do it that one time a week, because that will last you the rest of the week. You can figure out different hairstyles to do with your hair. But very often people, if your wash day is not good, it will give you much more work for all the other days in the week. Like if I don't have a good wash day, every day I'm going to be busy with my hair. If my wash day is the bomb, I don't have to spend a lot of time the whole week with my hair. So I think that's also a major thing that people mistaken, or they comb their hair dry.
I used to do that.
It hurts every time. Because you're combing your hair like dry. No leave-in conditioner, no conditioner, nothing. No. Just dry. Our hair is not meant for that. You need to be nice to your hair.
But I mean, like, when I'm hearing all of this, I mean, I'm just thinking this sounds like work, you know?
You take a shower, you brush your teeth.
Yeah. No, but I understand. You don't usually take care of your hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is indeed more work to take care of your hair.
Yeah, but like, let's talk about a wash day. Like, how long? I mean, like, it sounds really time consuming.
I recently discovered wash day. And let me tell you, it takes time.
It takes time, right?
Like, apparently, there's a whole thing to it. But I don't really know the process, so I just let my sister help me out. Mm-hmm. And it takes time. I would be there. Like, you have to map out, like, an hour.
True.
just to wash your hair.
True.
Like, I used to just hop in the shower and be out of there in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that way.
But I'm sure with your hair, you could do 10 minutes.
Yeah. No,
I think conditioning it, it's what makes it long.
No? Yeah, exactly. But he can do 10 minutes, right? He shampoos it and then condition and then he'll be out.
Mm-hmm. No, he can do half an hour, I think. But at least you can do it less than an hour.
You can do 10. I think he could do 10 minutes. Like, I could do it for him.
Hey, but yeah, with the music and the dancing and all that.
Okay, so then that means you don't mind. That means you don't mind.
You can clean your room in 3 minutes.
That means.
With the right music, you know, it takes a little longer.
But yeah, it does take time. We're not saying it does not take time. But I mean, taking care of your wig takes time. Taking care of your going to the relaxer takes time. So when it comes to black hair, unless you're bald, it's going to take some of your time.
Yeah, of course.
So the question is, how are you going to use your time? So to be like, oh, natural hair is so time consuming, but you take a lot of care of your wig, it's the same time.
It's the same thing, yeah.
And let's say, like, for people really complaining, like, oh, you know, like, I have kids, you know, I have to go to work and everything, you know, like, what tip would you give? You know, like, is it better to do your wash day, like, in the weekend, or better during the week, or, you know, like, how, what is the best thing to, like,
or is there even a shortcut to, like, if you don't have time at a particular week, like, just do this and you should be fine for that week?
The good thing about our hair is that you can't see when it's greasy, right? Like with straight hair, there you can really see your hair is getting greasy, but with our hair, that's not the case.
Okay.
So you can skip wash day for a week, you still be fine. Okay. But what I would recommend is just having low maintenance hairstyles, which means, for example, you'll have to dedicate some time for washing your hair and then maybe twisting it up, for example. Mm-hmm. But then you can just leave it in mini twists, for example, for the whole week. And you don't have to think about your hair for the whole week because it'll look good the whole week out. Or you can do other low-maintenance hairstyles that will just preserve your hair. And you can even do just a regular buff and just make sure you sleep with a silk scarf and you're good for the whole week. So it doesn't necessarily take a lot of time. I honestly think that if you spend your time efficiently taking care of your hair, you don't take more time than people with straight hair because they have to wash it more often.
True.
They also condition their hair. You know, they have to brush it almost every day. We don't have to do all that. So I think in total, it might come down to the same amount of time, just spread out differently.
Like you said about protective hairstyles and all of that is also applicable to men.
I was about to ask the same thing. No,
the thing is, we don't know too much about taking care of our hair. That's the problem. Also, like, I recently just discovered, like, you have to shampoo and condition.
No, for real.
I thought you can just do one.
Do it two in one. Yeah.
like usually, I mean, I heard those terms, but then I was most like, you know, I could just use shampoo and I'm good, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you have conditioner, you have leave-in, and, you know, like the all the
deep
really
conditioner. Exactly, like, there's so much. Like, what are the steps a black man can take to take more care of his hair?
Are you asking for the steps or are you asking for the protective hairstyles or both?
Both. Like, okay. Give us the juice. We're trying to do everything.
The thing is, most men,
yes,
their hair is pretty short. So short hair is low maintenance already, to be honest. So let's say if cornrows are your thing, you could do cornrows. Mm-hmm. But short hair, like let's say Nico's hair, you wash it, you put some conditioner, leave-in conditioner, and you're good to go. Even you, like, you probably wouldn't have to do the twist out and braid up. Why? Because your hair is pretty, like, short. So you don't have to do too much with short hair anyways. So you wouldn't have to do, like, a whole routine. Now, when your hair gets longer, that's when it gets, you know, tricky. Yeah. But it depends on, I mean, nowadays, you see a lot of guys experimenting with so many hairstyles. So what I used to do with my brother when he grew out his hair, I would, you know, let him do a leave-in conditioner, add a little gel to it, you know, to make his curls more popping. He did some oil and that was it. Usually he would spritz it with some water. So every day he would come in the morning to my room to do that as his routine.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And his hair looks popping.
Always do like little braids or little twists. It also always looks nice as well. Okay. Or cornrows indeed.
Or locks.
Or locks as well.
And like, what is the worst thing that could happen? Like, if men with short hair would just skip conditioning their hair, let's say every day.
I think if your hair is short, it doesn't really.
Does it really matter?
It doesn't catch the eye, I think, or it's less pronunciated when your hair is short, because if you just brush it out, I think you'll be fine. But when your hair is long, you can easily see
the knots and that it's matted. Yeah.
Then,
but when it's short.
When it's short, it doesn't really.
Yeah, you don't notice it. Like when right it's away. Like a long strand, you see all the knots. Everybody sees you're not combing your hair and stuff like that. But when it's short, you kind of get away with it.
Yeah, when it's short, you can get away with it.
And like people that just shave their hair, they don't have to do much at all. Yeah. Well, except if they want to do like the waves.
that's a lot of work.
So if you can do waves.
You can do waves. You can take care of it.
Hey, I've been trying to get waves since I was little, but waves are not meant for me.
Not really that easy, like you really need a special brush, you know.
Yeah,
really, it's really a whole get that process going on, you know, exactly.
Yeah, and you got guys like the whole day when they're inside, just non-stop. I mean, like, I don't
get
do
in
that.
It, get
so
in it, get in it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, just try and touch their hair. Woof.
They were like, what you doing?
Yeah,
you
gotta call the cops
in the right direction. In the right direction.
Exactly. No. So like for the people asking like why men always want short hair. There's the answer.
True.
If you want longer hair, just take better care of it. Like they've said, just follow the steps and you should be fine.
Or just holler to Wendy and Kelly, you know, and then
they'll gladly give you tips. Yes, yes. Okay, and now we're going to go into more...
juicy.
Yes, yes. Like me, I'm trying to know what y'all think about that. I have my opinion on that, but I'm trying to know what y'all think about. Like, what is cultural appreciation and what is cultural appropriation?
Okay, so on a personal note, like, let's say if I see someone on the street and the person is wearing braids, I'm going to be honest, me, myself, and I'm not that bothered, like, because it has nothing to do with me. I think the problem is more like when you see, I think it's more problematic in the media and things like that. When you see like people all of a sudden, they're like, oh, this person, like a white girl is like, oh, she made this hair a new trend. And it's braids that all the black girls have been wearing. Yeah. It's like, wait. What you mean?
I remember when Kim Kardashian did some Kalani braids and it was named after some white woman.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
no, that is cultural.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because that is like disrespect to African culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it isn't cool until a white person does it.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, I think it's just, you know, like about the hype and everything. You know? Like if they just wear it, you know, and they just stay cool, you know, they just stay themselves, you know. But it's actually like if it's
the accolades and you get all the credits and you get all the magazine covers, and then it's like,
exactly.
I don't think anybody's really, well, you have some people that are bothered by somebody on the street, but I'm personally like, it's not something that it doesn't fit everybody though.
That is what I think. I'm not offended by it at all. I'll just like, is this really the hairstyle for you? You know, but besides that, it doesn't really bother me as well.
Yeah.
Like a friend of yours goes to like Jamaica
or
something like that and then comes back and they're like, you know, waving their braids all up in your face. Like,
but I know Moroccan girls that do braids and a lot of them do get away with it.
They look quite cute.
So I think it also, it depends also, like, let's say if you're in a very cultural group and you're okay with everybody, I've seen that people accept it more. But I guess it's a personal preference. Some people say, no, they cannot. And I'm like, it's just a hairstyle. So it's not that bad. But when it's, like I say, when you're getting the accolades and the opportunities and the money and the deals, that's when it becomes disrespectful. Like you had people that went to Africa and they came back and they start selling sponges for 30 euros. That's ridiculous. Yes. You know, that's when you're stealing from someone's culture because, I mean, it's 5 euros, like stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not some kind of toy, you know, you just have on your head. You feel me?
It looks like they're playing dress up.
Exactly.
Like carnival and stuff, like, or Halloween, and then decide to not, obviously, in those occasions, like, okay, don't mess with my culture like that.
That's the thing, you know, like, if they just rock it and they respect, you know, and he's like, you know, I'm just really, you know, like, rocking this this hairstyle and I'm loving it, you know, like, no biggie, but, you know, like, don't use it, you know, like, as a fun tool, you know, just having it, you know, just because, you know, like, it's exotic and or anything. So, I mean, that's my opinion on it.
Yeah, I guess mine is just, I don't like it when people don't know the essence something holds to it. Like, I think we all know how much hairstyles meant to people during slavery and all of that. And when I see someone wearing it and they don't even know why or how that thing matters to a particular culture, it kind of get me like, but all you're doing is just, look at me. Meanwhile, not so long ago, because now we know being black is kind of like a hype. It's a cool trend. It's all cool now. Not so long ago, they would look at you. They would be like, oh, that is not appropriate. That's not appropriate for a workplace.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not appropriate for this or that.
Like,
even my eldest brother, like a friend of his, like same age, they're 30. When they were in high school, a girl had to take out her braids.
Wasn't
appropriate.
By whom?
The school. The school told her to.
It was not appropriate.
It was not appropriate. It was not a hairstyle that was appropriate to them.
Wow. I must say, like, when I read, like, when I was 12 and I was going to secondary school and I read the guidelines, in my head I'm like, so would I be able to wear my braids? Because it says no exotic hairstyles.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm
like, what do they mean?
And they never made but they never made a thing of it with me. But yeah, it's like you'll see it in the rules of the school and I'm like, well, braids is something I do. Like, can I still wear them or not?
But, and that was basically, that's basically my whole thing with it. Like, okay, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with people, you know, as long as you respect it and it's all good. But not so long ago.
It was not allowed, looked down upon. That's true, like that. For sure.
So that's basically my problem with it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to do it, know the essence behind it and the reason why people actually did that and from where it originated and not just to show it off like it's a pony at a circus.
But that's what they're gonna do. Because in my head, I'm thinking if they want that hairstyle, they're not gonna do a whole history lesson about the hairstyle.
They just wanted
to show like they're hip, cool, and edgy, basically.
Yeah.
But I get your point, Seb. I'm like, that's not what they're gonna do. Who is gonna do that before a hairstyle?
No, of course. I mean,
she's going to the hairdresser. She's like, let me break it down for you.
So let me tell you what happened. Like, we used to hide rice in our hair. During slavery, like,
but it's just if you know the pain behind it, then you're like, do you really know what you're doing? I mean, it's all touch and go, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but like on that matter, I could understand that some would be ignorant because I mean, like in the first place, you'll rock a hairstyle because you like it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean,
it's not that deep,
of course. So then, like, so that's one thing, you know, but. So I'm not really sure about, I mean, like if you know the history, but I mean, that, of course, that's better, huh? Because that means that, you know, like you really appreciate not only the hairstyle, but then you also appreciate the culture, you know, huh? And everything, you know, that is behind it.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't make statements like, sorry for cutting off, like, oh, look, I'm Africa right now.
Yes,
exactly.
Because if you come with a hairstyle and make that statement around me, you're going to be in big trouble. I don't even want to know who you are, for real. Or like touching my hair. Let's get into that. Touching our hair.
Black
why?
Touching your
I don't
hair.
Like people touching.
Yeah.
Hair.
Yes. No. I don't think any black person likes
touching. They do. They do. Because usually they're like, "Is that your hair?" No. And then they start putting like trying to look for tracks. I'm like, it's not because your hair doesn't grow than mine. Like you can't. Yeah. You can't. Like why? Why would I lie? If I'm wearing fake hair, I'll just say there's no shame.
There's no shame.
Like I'm
there
not embarrassed.
No.
I mean,
in our community, like really, there is
really,
absolutely no
shame. You really think I'm ashamed of putting some extra stuff in my hair? Come on now.
I I think like the most statements that I got was like when we went swimming, it's like, Nico, your hair doesn't get wet. I'm like,
I remember. Oh my god. And then my hair was like wet. It's like, no, it's not. I'm like, well, I think it is. Like, no, it doesn't look wet.
They would say, they did tell me always dry it real quick.
Yeah, it does dry real quick, but sometimes it's just wet and doesn't look dry.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
And then to them, it's just
mine wet. Retains water. Like, if it rains and, you know, it's been a few hours. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just feel a drop of...
Exactly, right. Drop, you would just start, like, dropping
water
down,
just dropping down my face.
Exactly.
Like, hey, where did I come from? It stopped raining hours ago. But, hey, I mean, everyone with their hair is a little bit different, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, like, the thing is, like, about touching hair, you know, like, it's not really a matter of touching hair. It's just, you know, a matter of respect. Like,
exactly.
Don't just, you know, like, invade someone's personal space without asking, you know? Like, even asking, like, it's a weird thing. Like, you know, like, you don't just go around, you know, I mean, it's not just like a simple monkey in a circus, be like, hey, can I touch your hair? I mean, it looks good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of dehumanizing if you just touch my hair like that, you know? Without asking and be like, oh, whoa. What a cool texture this is.
It's different,
and I'm like, no.
Like, these kinds of things, like, you do them to pets or anything. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you see
exactly.
A pet, you'd be like, oh, can I touch him? You know, like, he looks
it
cute.
It wouldn't even come up in me and be like, wow, you have nice hair. Let me touch it. That would not, like, even be a thought in my mind.
I mean, I've had people do it. I've had a guy, usually they're drunk or something, and the guy's like, oh, I'm going to ask you something. You're probably going to say no.
Okay.
Can I touch your
ask.
Hair?
No,
no. No! Or I had at a festival that there were a group of guys and I was just minding my business, you know, as I always do. And they would literally run after me, put their heads on my hands, like hit it and run away just
hell?
To touch my hair. Yeah.
That's a really
and
weird question.
Yeah,
this is
really
why,
weird.
Yeah.
That's so disrespectful.
That's really disrespectful.
Yeah. And you, like, you know yourself, you shouldn't be doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's why you're running as well.
Yeah. No, you would not run
basically,
away.
Basically, right? Because
yes,
that would.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, and like, you really can't defend it by saying, yeah, but it's a compliment. It's just because we really like it and we don't really see it often. Like, no, okay, you can give a compliment, but touching someone's ear, that's not giving a compliment.
No, it's not.
And often it is also paired with like fake compliments, like, oh, it's so special.
Yes,
like, oh,
backhanded compliments.
Yes.
Oh, are they like the, oh, I wish my hair was like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. You don't know
like, the story. Like, don't be fake like this. Don't be fake. You don't wish your hair is like mine. Like, you don't. Like,
which is absolutely fine. Like,
right? We can both coexist.
Exactly.
Your hair is beautiful.
Your
my hair is
beautiful.
Beautiful. Well, don't be, like, coexist. Don't over
this. This is not a competition. No. Yeah.
And I can say, like, I've had the most times that people touch my hair, usually in the workplace.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And, like, yeah.
Oh, I've had that.
But there's a whole dynamic to it. Like,
oh, no.
I've heard people who have told me that they, you know, they take down their hair because they think it would be inappropriate in a workplace. And I don't know, I just find that weird to even think about, like, your natural hair is inappropriate for a workplace.
That's crazy.
And they, like, white people don't have to change what they do to their hair to fit in a place. So we are basically just just going with the standards of
white people
to it's Eurocentrism at its finest.
Yes.
Maybe it also has like to do like with the stereotypical attribute that some hairstyles perhaps have with them, you know? Because I mean, like, for example, I know,
like, the beauty standards, basically.
Yeah, probably, you know. But I'm actually talking about like once I had this friend, you know, like, he was in the real estate, I believe, and he had like big locks, you know, like, he had like really nice locks and everything. And then they told him, okay, you know, like I think you can start here as a real estate agent, you know, like, you're really social and everything. But there's only one problem, you know, like, you have locks, and I'm not really sure like how it'll sit with the clients, you know. And I think, you know, no questions asked, like, he just took it down. And then I asked him, I was like, bro, like, why did you do that, you know? Yeah, no, perhaps, you know, maybe because, like, some people they link, I mean, like monks, huh? People link it with Rastafari, you know, they link it with smoking weed, they link it with all these kinds of things. And then perhaps, you know, like he would think, okay, then some people will not, you know, like they will not believe in him. You know, like they will not have confiance. They will not
trust.
They don't have trust in him, you know. So maybe that's one of the reasons. But I mean,
but I think that is that in itself is rooted in racism, because it's just a stereotype about black people smoking weed. You know, doing all that. That's it's a stereotype in itself, and it's just rooted in racism, and you just not wanting to look too African to black to not white,
basically. Exactly. So then actually you're just trying to fit in a certain way.
Yeah. But I mean, but it's for money. Like, and the thing is, obviously, you know, if you're not the person that judge people based on that, because I'm not, but I've heard people judging people based on, oh, wow, he has a lot of tattoos. He must be like this. Yes. And so I'm like, wow. So people really, and that's when I noticed even in a professional setting, you're still being judged by how you look and present yourself. And then so people literally make decisions. So as horrible as it is, I get why they warned 100%. Him for that. Basically because to my surprise also, people literally look at a person and start judging them and be like, oh, well, with this person, I don't want to work with because he looks like this, which is horrible.
It is kind of a means of survival. I don't judge. I don't judge anyone that does that because
you're trying to make your bread.
You're trying to.
In your real estate, you're trying to make, you're trying to get as many clients as possible, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's, and that shows more of our society that feels the need to judge people based on their looks, because why is looks, like looks is just looks. Why do you associate immediately with weed and Rastafari? Like there's I know plenty of people that just like looks. Like,
No, like the things, I actually do understand your point, but then are we not like keeping it in check if we are, you know, like putting out our hairstyles, you know, just...
Do you mean that, we're keeping it alive?
Yeah, in some kind of way, you know, like, I don't want to sound harsh, but if we're doing it, you know, then, like, we'll never get people's trust by having these kind of hairstyles and still being professional. Because if, I mean, let's say... I don't understand, because I mean, like, exactly, like, especially real estate agents, you know, they're living on commission, you know, so like, if they don't sell, they're not getting money.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I do get that. But then, you know, like, what if you could actually really change people's opinions by, you know, still rocking your looks and, you know, still being able to be professional, you know, being social, and people will be like, oh, okay, you know, like, maybe he's rocking his looks, you know, but like, he can still get shit done. Then maybe isn't that like the way, like, how we can start changing, you know, like these kind of stereotypes, changing this, you know, like.
And I agree with you, but I don't believe that's necessarily everybody their step and everybody want to take that burden on them. There's for some people that can make that statement. Like, I'm not adjusting my hair for nobody at the end of the day. Like, I'm not, no matter what path I'm going, I'm not going to do that. But not everybody wants to hold on to that emotional labor. And is it because you're black that all of a sudden when you do your job, you have to be an activist? I'm not going to be mad at someone just wanting to do their job at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know?
I couldn't.
It's all based on personal principles.
Yeah. Sometimes you got enough stuff at home.
No,
you don't want to be.
Yes. Of course.
And someone else might have the energy for it and great. And they can, you know, like we were on the newspaper with our natural hair, you know, and we'll do that. No problem. But if someone doesn't want to do that, I'm not going to be mad at you.
Yeah, but even these stereotypes, you know, it runs deep even in the African community.
Tell an African mom you want to do locks.
Yes, exactly.
Or men doing braids.
True.
I remember during the lockdown, like me and my sister were bored, right? And like she was like, "Hey, come over here. I'm about to make cornrows for you."
Yeah.
And she did that, and my parents were like furious, like, what is that? Are you a woman? Like, going in on me, and I was like, bro, like,
so dramatic.
Yeah, like, please, it's just hair. Like, don't take it too serious like that. And it just, like, I think we've all heard the stereotypes about, like, people with locks,
for real.
This person definitely smokes weed or does these stereotypical things. And it's just crazy to think about because, like, it's why are we putting people in a box? It's a low maintenance hairstyle.
Yeah. Because you had locks, Nico, right?
I had locks.
So did you experience things like that?
Yep, I did. So first I had locks and the first week everything was fine. I was getting compliments. It was cool. And then my mom had the best idea to send a picture of my locks to my dad. And no. That's when the DMs started coming. Not even my father, but my all my uncles, everybody was DMing me. They were like, "Hey, Nico, is everything all right? You know, like, in everything what you're doing, you know, like, just try and stay yourself. Like, you don't have to start smoking weed, you know, like that."
Oh my God.
I am quoting everything, you know, like, you don't have to convert to Rastafari. That life,
dramatic.
Jesus loves you, my boy.
Wow,
like that. You know, I just put locks in my hair. You know, yeah, like for the rest. No, I did not start smoking weed. No, I did not start doing all these things. It's just here. So, but yeah, I mean, like even with all these things, you know, like I did not feel comfortable being around my dad. So eventually that even led, you know, for me putting them out after 2 months. It's a true story because I mean, like, it's not really fun to always come at home and always getting, you know, like, it's like commentary,
like always
all the time.
Damn, they don't give up, do they?
They don't.
Like, he even still talks about it. Like, he really thought, like, yeah, Nico, do you remember when you were going through
that
phase?
Oh, my God.
Everything, but then I talked to you.
Oh, no.
Now you gave him his credit for no reason, though.
No, you just said not everyone wants to do that emotional labor. That is emotional labor.
That's emotional labor.
Coming home every day.
It was his divine intervention.
Having some fights and the fun to her intervention.
True.
But then after, when I talked to you, know, like, you just went back on the right track. You got your degree and everything. I was like, I didn't go through no phase.
The thing is,
no,
exactly.
You just took down the last.
The thing is,
and they will remember that. They will be like,
but the thing is, that means they will. The thing with African parents, if you allow them, that's what they're gonna do. Anytime they disagree, they're gonna push you into their opinion. So with them, I'm like, no, let them know, like, no, that's my decision.
You're like the pioneer in that.
I am that person. I'm like, they know. They don't tell me what I need to do because I will not listen anymore.
I'm the exact same way.
Like, no.
When I was growing my hair out, because I used to have really low cut, like a buzz cut, and my dad used to do it for me. I was one of those who suffered under his authority. I would shave your head, and you would go nowhere to do no other thing. And I remember, you know, rebelling against him, and I came back from Antwerp. I cut my first, you know,
fade
in Antwerp. And I came back home and, like, the eyes on me.
My God.
Like, you really did this.
Are you really entering my house?
Are you really serious right now?
Well, a fade looks so clean.
Like, yeah, please,
the
right?
Fade also, is
the
it
fade
bad?
Was nice. No, it was
no,
nice.
No, I mean, like, is it a bad thing or is it because you did your hair by someone else?
Oh, no, just like growing my hair out was already too much for them. Okay, and they were like, why is your hair going more than this much?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Even froze, they don't really like that.
No, they don't like froze.
Because last time when I also went to Cameroon, they're like, Nico, like, is it normal that you grow it that long?
Oh my God.
Yeah, isn't it time to go to the barber? And I had to rebel because
I'm rebellious.
If you keep doing that,
you're right.
Right, because once they know,
sometimes you need to just break the rule.
Exactly. Yes, once they know they cannot come to you, trust me, they will not do that. But once they know, like, oh, if I nag and he'll, like, they'll do that. Yeah.
Like, my parents have laid off my back.
Exactly.
Everything I do, they'll,
every,
like,
now and then they give comments,
fine,
but they're not, like, trying to convince me anything.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it.
Right,
like, my dad has turned to the mentality.
And he throws it in your face. What an effect he had on you.
Yes. Yeah. See, not me. You know, like, I mean, you know, my sister dyed her hair. I think a few months ago. And I even asked my dad, like, my sister dyed her hair, you know, so go on to her. I put my locks down, so now, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's her choice. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, Dad, you can't do that.
But it's different. She's a woman.
No, because
Nah, even dyeing your hair in an African community is
probably
is already
she just
pushing
set a standard, no?
Yeah, she says exactly, yeah.
Right?
Exactly that.
You see, they know whom they yes, don't have to yes. do it with.
I've this talk before, you know?
Yes. I would have said, keep the locks. They'll get tired. They'll make comments every now and then, but if they know it doesn't work, mm-hmm. they'll stop.
I'll
yes.
do it again.
After don't tell them. Don't mention me. I didn't tell you anything. Yeah. I did not make you a rebellious child. I have a good influence.
Auntie to tell you to mind your own.
No. Respect your elders. Say yes, ma, yes, da. I did not say anything. You respect, you follow the rules as long as you are in the house. I didn't say anything. Listen yeah. to your parents.
Disclaimer.
Like, oh imagine God. If you use that snippet and my parents will hear it, they'll be like, come and see you.
Can you look at this girl? So she thinks she's bigger now. She's going on the internet telling people to do what they want.
But I'd be like, oh, Nico, so you're having all that tough talk on your podcast. You're
come back home.
My house.
Back home.
You're still eating my food.
Oh, and they'll remind you.
Oh, they will remind you for sure.
I carried you for 9 months. Don't play with me. But no, setting a specific boundary with your parents, like, it makes them, like, lay off your back a little bit.
Yeah.
If you really need to. Sometimes it's just easier to break the rules mm-hmm. than to ask for permission. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think our parents sometimes...
Sorry?
I think our parents sometimes just pushes us to know when we stand up for ourselves.
Maybe.
Like, if you never... Like, we call it rebellion, right?
Yeah.
But if you never said anything back... Your parents would control your life.
Exactly. And they would be concerned too.
I think they would be concerned about you not talking back.
I have friends as well where I can see that they never really rebelled.
Mm-hmm.
And till this day, like 24, 25, 26, 27, their parents are really
controlling their life.
Yes.
And you'll see like a different dynamic with different mm-hmm. siblings. Because I know people whereby the sibling that doesn't take stuff like that, the parents exactly. are off their back.
Off their back.
Why? Because it does not work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Nico, you know what to do.
I know. It made him a rebel.
You know,
child.
A rebel. Yes.
But it's gonna be a hard time because you've been listening. You know.
They're gonna say you switched up. Ever since you put those locks again, you're a different person.
A different man. Like.
Oh man.
I'm just go home and like, Dad, I'm not cooking.
Well, I didn't say that. We just talked about your hair.
That's a whole different
thing. That's a whole different thing. Don't make them kick you out.
If you get your ass whooped, don't come to us.
Windy.
Like, if you have no house, that's your problem. Yeah.
I'm like, John Bosco, long story short, I have to quit the podcast.
My daddy told me to tell you.
You went from like, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. Like, I got this. Well, I'm sorry, but
you'll see me hyping you up in front of your house, and then you go in, and then you come back out with a whole different mindset. Yeah.
You'd be like,
yeah,
you know what?
That was a bad plan.
Yeah. I thought it over and
yeah. Why do you have your bags packed? Yeah, the thing is, I stood up to him, but now I have to come live with you. So
mission accomplished.
So better be ready, man. Keep that room clean. But actually, I'm actually pretty much wondering, like, why can't they rock braids? Like, it's weird that it's supposed to be a hairstyle only for women, right?
I agree. I think men should. I think it's just the society, maybe. That kind of put this standard for men, like, oh, you need to be masculine, you need to do this and that. Mm-hmm. And they define masculinity as having, basically doing the opposite of what women do. So having short hair, not taking care of your hair, not taking care of your skin, not taking care of yourself, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Because women do that. And then if you do that, you're feminine, right? Because you're doing what women do. I think maybe it's something like that.
Yeah. And I also think... Like what people are used to growing up, we're not used to seeing visuals of people with
like men with braids. Like, you do have the cornrows, especially early 2000 cornrows.
Yes,
also.
That was
era. Like, right. But if someone still was doing cornrows in 2012, people would be saying, well, he got stuck in 2002.
Yes,
let's be honest. Nowadays, you got different type of hairstyles and it's more, acceptable. And I think it also depends on what your style is. Like, if you're a guy and you just, you know, let's say what society deem as masculine, and all of a sudden you have braids and it's not necessarily your swag. Cause I feel like some guys probably can get away with it, but probably because their style is a bit more creative, a bit more. So people are used to seeing them in a certain way.
Yeah. Or that is also cause they put that standard.
Yeah,
out,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm sure the first time they did it, people were like, what are you doing? Like, what type of hairstyle is that? But then you just keep
doing
it.
And then people get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also, if you don't conform to any like man or woman, then it's also easier to get away with it. But let's be honest, like very, very honest, most, like a lot of girls are not really waiting for men to be wearing braids though. Like, I mean, like long braids, like the long braids you wear. No, let's not be fake out here, right?
Okay. Hey, can you picture Nico with one of them?
I'm gonna be honest right here. I cannot be fake
with this. That is just because we're not used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, but I think, like for example, for our kids, will be so different because now we see a lot of people from our age that experiment, a lot of men that experiment with their hair and do different hairstyles. And that is the images they'll grow up looking at. So
but
I
do
think
you really
want
to pay €70 for your boy to have braids?
Yes, if he wants braids, I'll pay 100.
What's
maybe
the
I'll
difference
pay
with locks, right? Long locks, right?
Yeah, okay, but the braids, it costs money.
No, if you want,
oh, it's about
that.
The money, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
it's
just like, if you just get a haircut, it's easier.
No,
or even love, it's fine, but the braids.
Or you will become my dad,
huh?
Right? Sit down here.
So but I'm mentally prepared to take care of the hair of my daughters, but like, for my guys, I'm like, I want that to be low maintenance.
Because the men and conditioning and all.
I'm just saying, like, imagine if I have two girls, two boys.
I have
two.
Encouraging men taking more care
of
their
hair. Yeah,
of course.
When they grow up and they can do it themselves.
Oh no, that's
no,
so
no,
bad.
Actually, look,
no,
let no
me,
the thing is, let me
interrupt. Because you're now setting a standard again of men not taking care of their hair.
No,
because you've just
be
said,
taken care of. I just say I don't. I'm prepared for it mentally for my girls.
No,
but for guys, I'm like,
you are advocating for low maintenance.
You're like saying you're a little serious.
But
looks,
no, because I like locks on boys, so locks I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but it's still high maintenance, right?
Yeah, no,
but
looks
it's high maintenance, but like once a month, once every 2 months, it's fine.
And that's the thing. Yeah, okay. And that's the thing, because like even like when I had locks, I was like, okay, great. How do I maintain this? I had no clue. So I really had to like you know, ask around and everything. And my barber was like, yeah, just, you know, once in a while, just a little bit, wash it here, wash it there. I'm like, what do you mean, wash it here, wash
no,
it there?
No, you have to like retwist it over there.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And it costs a lot of money to do that.
It
I
does,
also
retwisting does go
exactly,
for
you know, like, you know, like a usual cut for like us men, it's mostly, you know, like tops, $20,
you
know,
see?
Like, if you go like to do that. And like once when I went to $20, like 80, I was like, oh.
You see what we have to do?
For real, it's like it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder.
How about with y'all? It takes way longer to do that, right? Like if I'm at the barber shop, tops 1 hour. Like that's if my barber's doing the most. Like
one
he cares
tops,
about me,
bro.
And he's, you know, trimming my eyebrows and all of that.
Exactly.
Okay, 1 hour tops.
I mean, like my locks, I think, you know, like if the lady would have, you know, like focused on me like the whole time, then probably she would have done it like 4 hours or something, you know. But you know,
that's a long time.
You
to
know
be sitting
how
down.
Some barbers are, you know, like
that's a long time to be sitting.
She
down.
Had 30 minutes, then she went to talk to someone.
4 hours is a quick hairstyle.
4 hours is great.
It's
oh,
great.
4 hours is
it's
a good
quick.
Day.
That's
Nico, I think we should shut
that,
up.
That explains a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Someone doing your braids in 4 hours, she quick.
Wow, I'm giving her a tip. If she does
oh,
it in
real?
4 hours.
Like, how long does that usually take? Like the whole day.
I only go to people that take 4 hours, but. Oh no, I don't. I don't do that. Because when I was younger, I've been to places whereby it takes like 10 hours.
10?
But that's someone that's real slow. Yeah. Yeah, you sit there a whole day and you need to know in between. She's taking care of her kids. Yeah. She's preparing food for her husband. Oh, of course, yeah. All of that in between. You just sit there. You know your whole day.
And like the breaks. Small
parts as well.
And the pads just, and I have like a big head with a lot of hair, so even usually they get tired. They're like, wow, your hair's not done yet. Oh no, they'll add the comments too about your hair also.
Oh my god,
yeah. Always. They're like, damn, your hair is a lot. And in their head they're thinking, oh, I should have asked her more.
Yeah, probably. Like they're giving you that statement of like, would you please add a little bit of what you're supposed to pay me?
I'm like, no, the nagging itself is a minus. Like, jeez.
Exactly. Oh, but then, like now, you know, like we really talked a lot, you know, like about knowledge, you know, huh? Like how you have to, you know, take care and everything. But let's say, you know, like someone who just really doesn't know how to take care of a curl, you know, like where can you find this kind of information? Of course, now, like they have like you guys' platforms, you know, like where they can also go in discussion with you guys. But let's say, you know, like, are these kinds of things that you can just Google and get those kind of info, or like YouTube? Like, what is the best platform for this to really gain knowledge?
I think the best platform is still YouTube, because there are so many videos out, also from Wendy Kenny Turner on YouTube. Okay. Go check out her videos. But also from Wendy, and just a lot of other YouTubers that just explain very, very basic steps on how to start your natural hair journey, how to take care of your hair, wash day. And of course, there's so much information out, so you'll meet, so you'll trial learn along the way. It's trial and error in the beginning, which is always the case if you try something new.
Because you don't know which information is
bullshit. Yeah, or what works for you or not.
It's not because it works on their hair that it'll work on your hair.
Yeah.
I think the best tip I could give is only look at people that have your hair texture. Because I would then look at people with type 3 or 3A or 3B, which is nothing like
which
my
is
hair.
Which is very defined, very loose, curly.
It's a very loose curl pattern. Like, it's just very loose. While I have coily hair, so it doesn't make sense for me to try to imitate their hair routine, because it will not end up the same on my hair. So I would just look for someone that has a similar hair texture and just trial and error and try different things. And then you'll find something that just works.
And on Instagram nowadays, they also have like quick videos.
Yeah, they have quick videos, but on YouTube, you know, you can
obviously they really break it down. Right. Or different blogs also. I mean, that's how we learned. I learned through YouTube.
Yeah, same. Me too. Me too.
Like, no one was teaching me. No one's, in that time, almost nobody was having natural hair. People were laughing at me even. People were telling me, oh, natural hair is not something for you. And then later on, they're asking for hair tips though.
Same.
They came crawling back.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. I remember my hairdressing being like, why did you do that?
Yep.
And I was like,
And then later on, she was like, even the hairdresser was like, so what are you going to do on your wedding day? I'm like, I'm going to wear like a natural hairstyle. Like, what you mean? And then now she's natural. So, I get it. It's not because personally, the first time the thought of natural hair years before, I was like, oof, what is that? Unless like when I saw it on YouTube and I saw women with beautiful hairstyles, like, oh, okay, that's pretty.
Yes.
So that's when I started appreciating it. So I get why someone at first, you've been conditioned to like something else that you don't like it first. So
I also find it like really nice that now on like some festivals, you even have like workshops of people teaching these kind of things.
Yeah, like you have like dance.
Exactly. And then, you know, like you could also, you know, like include every age group to already, you know, like get their interest on the subject, you know, being like, oh, okay, so maybe it's not really that hard to like take care of my hair and everything, you know, because like eventually you guys learned on a different way. But it's really fun to see how our generation, you know, like they're also, you know, like putting out more platforms. On that subject,
so we make it really normal and natural
to normalize it
in
some way, you know.
Okay, I mean, this was a wonderful conversation. I have learned things I didn't even know I needed to know. So thank you all for coming, for real.
Thank you and, for having
keep
us.
Keep on doing what you're doing. We love it. So on that note, we'll be signing off. Definitely go follow Gold Butter on Instagram.
Goldbutter.be.
Yes.
Exactly. Check it out, people. Check it out.
Shout out to my Instagram, Wendy Candy Trendy.
For Alfred, I guess Queen Kelly, you can also follow her.
Queen with KW.
Yeah, KW. Okay. Good looking out. Good looking out.
No, no, for real, like, I really thank you guys for coming, you know, and yeah, like John said, just keep on doing your thing, you know, like, I'm gonna be following, I'll be subscribing.
Yes, I'll be waiting because, exactly. You know, I'm trying to take better care of my hair, so I'm gonna pre-order mine.
I'm gonna pre-order mine, you know.
Put my Put my name on that list.
Oh, we have the list, actually.
Oh, yeah. Can you pre-order it already?
List, right?
Yeah.
Can you pre-order it already?
Not yet, but... Well,
if you want
we'll
to be first to know, yeah, we'll add you to the list.
Okay,
we'll
you know, well, there is a list already. Mental too is getting special treatment.
I only do VIP lists.
Okay, we'll put you on.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I would love that. Yes, for real. And yeah, thank you all for coming. And to anyone who's listening, if you haven't subscribed yet, go subscribe to our channel and turn on the notification button so you can always be the first to get. When we drop a new episode. And on that note, stay blessed, people.
Stay blessed.
Stay blessed.